Proclamation number 7025 of 25th of January, 1958. Jesus weaknesses as a human being. A weakness of faith often still fills you too, who nevertheless want to be eager servants and co-workers for me. You still live on earth and are therefore again and again exposed to earthly influences, which also means that the separation from the Lord of this world is not yet complete, even if your earnest will strives for it. But he will fight for your souls as long as you still stay in his domain. But this should not make you timid, for it is you yourselves who bring home success or failure. And even if the earthly world sometimes wants to put itself in the foreground, its, bond with the spiritual world is stronger and will nevertheless accomplish the detachment from the former. But the everlasting influences from the opposing side also sometimes cause a weakening of faith. The world you still live in cannot be denied by your senses, but the spiritual world, my kingdom, is always something you cannot yet prove. At least it sometimes seems so to you. And then quiet doubts set in which, however, can no longer penetrate but only emerge from time to time and also only require an appeal to me or an immersion in my word in order to be chased away again. Don't let such moments of weak faith depress you, for your faith in me can never fade once the bond between us has been established in the form that you speak to me in prayer and that you can receive my word. And be convinced that I will keep you, that I will never ever abandon you to my adversary. As soon as you succeed in completely shutting yourselves off from the world, the spiritual kingdom will also increasingly become a reality for you. Yet as long as you still live to comply with the demands of daily life, such moments of doubt are not excluded either, because you dwell in two entirely different realms which are also difficult to reconcile with each other. And since I myself lived on this earth as a human being, I also take all weaknesses of this kind into account, for my human being also had to live through hours of inner anguish and bitter hardship. I too sometimes doubted, if not my Father of Eternity, then nevertheless doubted myself that I would be able to cope with this bitter path of suffering, that I would fail when the hour of most bitter adversity had come. And therefore I also know how a doubt can afflict the human heart and make it timid. I myself was deep in knowledge and strong in love. Where did these heavy thoughts and fears come from for me? It was likewise the adversary who wanted to make my body unfit to accomplish the work of redemption, who wanted to separate me from the Father, who likewise placed the world or human earthly feelings in the foreground and thereby believed to be able to divert me from my plan. And thus you must also try to explain your weakness of faith, your inner doubt, but don't let it push you away. For I too only called upon the Father and he gave me the strength to master all doubts and fears. And if you now call upon me myself in the name of Jesus, I will truly not leave you in the adversity of your soul, and my strength will likewise flow through you because I know that you belong to me and do not want to have fellowship with the adversary. And if every doubt, every weakness of faith, causes you to form a deeper bond with me, then even these doubts, although they originate from the adversary, have been a blessing for you, and he has unintentionally contributed to it, he has unintentionally pushed you towards me. Therefore often remember my life on earth, which was not easy because I also had to crystallize everything human in me, because I had to struggle with the same adversities and weaknesses before I was able to accomplish the great work of salvation. Just always remember that I was her man. And then turn to me and I will truly help you out of your distress. I will also impart the strength to you so that you will become strong in faith, so that you will be able to completely detach yourselves from the one who is my adversary, who believes he can prevent your return to me. With my strength you will succeed, and my strength flows to you with every word you receive from me. Amen.